I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back to Macabre Mondays, where mystery meets macabre with your favorite Deadly Mary duo. I'm Ale.
And I'm Tom.
Your guides through the strange, the sinister, and the spooky.
Spooky.
Yeah. Yeah,
now what? Speaking of spooky.
Speaking of spooky, that was a good segue. it was like two words in. Speaking of spooky, today's episode is...
our consistent, like, intro.
I know, seriously. It's going to be a listener's episode. Listener's confessions.
Oh.
Yes. I've read them, obviously, ahead. Tom has not, as usual. Doesn't really know what's going on.
I gotta say.
Until we're live.
This is two episodes back to back. Last time, Barbara... Yeah. Last week, Barbara got me messed up.
Yes.
This week...
It's going to mess you up. It's going to mess you up because...
The listeners are messing me up even more.
Yes.
Because if you guys remember, if you listen to the last listener episode, I didn't sleep well that night.
He didn't.
I did not. There were a few anonymous submissions that really messed me up.
Yes. And you still think about them till this day because you've mentioned them.
Yes, I do.
I'm not,
you know.
And we got so much more. I'm like, oh my God, year two, you guys are awesome. But we got like some more submissions than we have before in the past.
I know.
Or I've had to like ask around and stuff.
Well, now we're getting people that for some of the things that have happened last week, we found out that some of the people that we were messaging back and forth, one of them even told us, oh, by the way, I've been meaning to send you guys something. So I just know now I'm going to get screwed again. Yeah. Every time.
That's true. And I was like, oh my God. Oh, yay.
Two I'm total sorry. Different reactions.
This is what you married into. Apologies. Actually, I should have gave you a heads up. No, I did. But
you
I meant about
give me
this.
A heads up.
I mean about this podcast. I think our first episode,
we talked about this.
The very first night
I ever spent the night, you said, oh, do you mind if I listen to a YouTube video as I go to bed? And it was about getting killed.
Okay, it was a documentary.
It was a documentary.
Yes. Well, we are here. This is our listener confessions episode, part three. Okay.
But it's the first one of the year.
Of the year. It is the first one of the year. So.
Cheers to that, my lady.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Chin chin.
Cha ching.
Nice.
Oh, that was. Ooh, do it near the mic.
That sounded so funny. Good. It sounds like our wine glasses are probably like oblong shaped.
They're like, doing,
they're like, what the fuck? What kind
anyone
of wine
not watching the videos,
that?
Like, what the fuck kind of glasses you got?
No, for real. Okay. Listen, these stories, I'm not going to lie.
Messed you up?
I was reading them and I got chillies. I got chills.
You don't get chills from much.
Yeah, no, I think these are really good in the sense of I'm sorry that it happened to a lot of you, but you'll see what I mean. They just like sent chills up your spine. Are we
Great.
Ready?
Let's get in.
You Granted, ready?
I'm already going to be a little skeptic of what gives you chills because the exorcism of Emily Thorne.
No, Emily Rose.
Emily Rose.
Yeah.
Sorry, thinking of revenge.
Uh-huh.
That gave you chills, and the whole time I was just like, wow,
no,
I mean,
dude.
It was a good movie.
Okay, that's where you're psycho or something, because so many people that I know that have watched The Exorcism of Emily Rose has said the same thing, that it is crazy. Okay, the fact that you watched it and you still went to sleep fine.
What
was
movie
crazy.
Was perfectly fine for you, but messed up your best friend and me?
Oh, the Together movie.
Yes.
Yeah. I was
that
like,
was
well,
wild.
I want to know what happens after, and you guys are like, ugh, like in the corner
both of
the
us
room.
Are. We're sleeping in two separate rooms, like. See you awake.
Hey, everything clear over there? No, that was so funny. I can't. That's literally what's going to happen now. Are you ready for our first story?
Oh, I can't wait.
I feel like if you guys have been watching me on YouTube, I feel like I've been grinning from ear to ear.
Honestly,
since
most
we
of this year.
Recording. Yeah, yeah, no. I'm like, that's how I feel like the Grinch right now. Okay.
Well, let's do it.
Let's do it. Our first submission is from Taylor. And it's titled, What the Fuck Is That?
I don't like this.
I've never sent this to anyone before, so sorry if this is kind of all over the place. This happened when I was 24, 25. I was living alone in a one-bedroom apartment above a shop. I worked late nights, so I was usually awake pretty late, like 2 or 3 a.m. most nights. The first time it happened, I honestly didn't think anything of it. I heard what sounded like someone unlocking my door.
Okay.
Like very clearly keys. Not knocking or trying to get in, just unlocking. I remember waiting for the door to open and it never did. I checked it, locked it, I deadbolted it, chained on, everything was normal. It happened again a few nights later. Same sound, same time. I actually laughed it off because I figured it had to be someone on the wrong floor or something. After that, it started happening more often. Not every night, but enough that I noticed, always between 2 and 3 a.m.
What if it was a guy just working third shift?
For a while?
Yeah, I mean, you get home late.
You're like, oh,
he's tired.
Trying to go into this one girl's apartment.
The wrong apartment.
The wrong apartment.
But keep going.
Okay.
But keep going.
I started doing dumb stuff like leaving a glass against the door or putting my phone on record while I slept. Nothing would ever show up. The part that freaked me out was when it happened from inside the apartment.
What?
Yeah. Yo, I can't. And we're like, I can't. I need to back away. And I read it already.
Oh, hold on.
All right, I'm going to go on.
All right, keep going. But okay, inside the apartment?
That's what she writes. The part that freaked me out was when it happened from inside the apartment.
Taylor, I hope you moved.
Taylor, yes, please. I was on the couch scrolling on my phone when I heard the keys again, but this time they were right behind me, like someone was standing in my kitchen trying the back door. I didn't turn around. I don't really know why. I just felt embarrassed. Like I'd been caught doing something even though I hadn't. Then I heard someone say my name. Not loud, but like they were whispering. Like when someone is checking if they're saying it right.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I remember thinking, that's not how people say your name when they're trying to get your attention. I didn't respond or move. I ended up just staying like that until my phone screen went dark. After that, it stopped completely. I ended up moving out a few weeks later. I didn't tell my friends.
Thank Lord.
No, thank God. Thank God, too. I didn't tell my friends why, because I knew how it sounded. I still live in the same city and walk past that building sometimes. The shop closed last year. The apartment above it is still empty from what I know. I don't know why that part bothers me so much, but it does. I hope my story gets read. Me and my boyfriend are huge fans of the show. We love you guys. Feels like we are hanging out with you both even without being there.
This is great. This is a great start.
What the hell? What the hell was that?
So did you figure, I wonder if you moved back in, if you'd hear the same noise.
Yeah, I'm also trying to wrap my head around it, I guess. Because what the hell was that? What the hell was that? I'm thinking about what you're saying about. Is it somebody?
I mean, that's the only thing that I can think of.
Yeah,
is
I don't
that
know.
It's somebody
creepy,
that's either,
though.
No offense, if this person ends up being like, oh, you know what? For years, I used to come home and accidentally go to the wrong apartment trying to open the door at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I do think, what if, unfortunately, it was some alcoholic that every night got home from the bar between 2 and 3.
Oh, you skeptic. You skeptic.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I know it's getting to you because now you're trying to rationalize.
No, I'm just being real.
No, I see what you're saying. Well, I mean, I'm glad that she moved out. Glad you moved out, Taylor. Because
facts. You either had a stalker, an alcoholic, or it was a ghost.
And that's a top three there. That's crazy. But it seems to have stopped afterwards. Was it a dream? Are you like 100%? Ensure it wasn't a dream.
Ooh, that's actually a good one, because I feel like sometimes their dreams feel so realistic that you wake up and you're like, what? I swear, no joke, I used to,
that's creepy.
Maybe
though.
It's my trauma. I used to wake up and I was dreaming that I was in the office when I worked in my last job that I had.
Oh my god.
And
it's like everyone's personal hell.
And I'd be like, damn, I didn't almost finish the whole day. Now, like, I've not even started my day.
Oh, no, I hate that. Yeah. Yes, I've had that where you're like, I literally have to be there all day. Now I'm dreaming about being there. It's like you want to punch
literally,
the air.
I'm like, I think my 8 hours just counted, because for the last 8 hours I was asleep. I was already doing this.
And you pissed me off. Yes, literally. No, that was so creepy. Thank you guys for writing in. That was so
sweet.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes. Okay, are you ready for the
I guess let's. Let's do it.
Dark closets at night.
Oh, what the hell?
It's what it's called. And this is a submission from Pamela.
Anderson?
No. Imagine?
That'd be kind of cool.
Not the way that we were clicking off each other there. Okay. Hi, Ala and Tom. I love the podcast, and I wanted to send in my story in support of Scaring Tom.
Okay, you're close enough to Pamela Anderson. Yeah. Well, the gun.
My husband is the same way, so you're not alone.
All right, well, at least... wait, before we get in. Husband, if this is your first time hearing the story, at least you're along the ride with me.
Yes.
If it's not,
yes.
I'm glad you're getting to listen to it a second time.
Yes, he's literally getting entertained by you right now. Okay. I don't really know how to write this, so I'll just say it straight. Before I met my husband, I lived alone in a studio apartment in an old building. Not charming old, more like the hallway lights flicker for no reason old. Yes, I know what you're thinking. The first... No, seriously, I was like... Okay.
I think my facial expression had already changed.
So she's aware. She's aware. She knows. Yeah. Pamela knows. Pamela is aware.
She's like, I basically lived in the Stanley Hotel.
The first few months there, I started hearing movement at night. Not footsteps exactly. More like shifting weight. Someone standing still and adjusting how they're balanced. If you're wondering, the studio had hardwood floors.
I was just going to say, was it hardwood floors?
I was thinking
where you just
the same.
Hear the little...
Because that's how I envisioned it in my head. Like when she said that it's like moving. Yeah, I thought the same. I sleep with the TV on, usually Forensic Files, because the narrator's voice is weirdly calming. Facts.
Okay, so both you and Ollie are weird.
Relatable. One night, the sound synced with the TV being muted. Like whatever it was, noticed the TV noise stopped. I muted it again to test it, and the movement started immediately. I stayed completely still and turned Forensic Files back on. The movement stopped. I did this a few more nights after that, same result every time. The worst part happened when I tried ignoring it. I put my AirPods in one night and played white noise instead. I felt the pressure change in the room, like when an elevator stops suddenly. Ugh. When I opened my eyes in the middle of the night, I noticed my closet door was creaked open just enough that I could see inside. I could have sworn that I had it closed. When I looked, it looked like something shifted in there. After I don't like this at all whatsoever. After that, I just never muted the TV when I went to bed, almost ignoring it in that way. And I switched the show to something more funny to keep my mind off of it. I made sure I didn't look at my closet at night, afraid that I may see something again. I didn't want to address whatever that was. I felt uneasy at times afterwards, but whatever that or it was never really bothered me. For all I know, it was just watching TV with me. Pamela, you're chill about it. You're chill.
I was just
going to
say the same
girl.
Thing because we've been watching the TV show Ghost.
Yes.
And no joke, you saying that you'd go to sleep by ignoring it and then you'd hear it
right.
shift, or when you'd pause, you'd hear it shift. But then the minute the TV's playing,
right.
it wasn't. Truthfully, kind of comes off
like
as if
show.
It was like, for
I
example,
know.
Thor from our show
yeah.
really loves Viking movies because he was a Viking.
Right.
And so I wonder if maybe it's a dead detective.
Like the,
that,
yeah. the ghost. Okay.
And the ghost
that
is
was
a dead detective.
Okay.
And so he likes watching the show with you because this is what his whole life
you know
revolved
what?
Around.
That's what she was thinking. You know, for so, all I know, it was just watching TV
yeah,
with me.
You know what?
Yeah. I'll give it to you.
Not too bad. Not too bad. I think this okay.
Thankfully, I met my husband a few months later, and I ended up leaving when my lease was up, and we moved into our first home. Since then, I still sleep with the TV on every night. Volume low, but not muted just in case. It's more of a habit now, but I haven't been able to look at closets the same anymore. Hopefully, I didn't scare Tom too much. LOL, love the show.
You know,
you
again,
did. I think you had him. I think you had
you
him
had,
in the first half.
You had me.
You
but
had
then
the
hearing how chill you were about it makes me feel chill because I'm like, you know,
Pamela's chilling, dude.
This,
Pamela's aware of her surroundings. She
and
knows.
The TV show Ghost is honestly making me a lot more chill about Ghost because
yeah.
I'm like, you know, they're not bad people.
Not you trying to desensitize yourself.
I mean,
finding your own way. If you guys haven't watched it, it's so good. It's funny.
It is.
It's just a funny sitcom. Very funny. Also, it would be me and Tom. If I randomly inherited a very, very old, beautiful Victorian mansion up in New York. Okay. Okay.
Oh, no.
This next one was sent in by Ebony. She commented on one of our TikTok videos and left this story. And I had to reach out to her and tell her, girl, I need to know if I can tell this story.
Oh, no.
And she said, yes. So.
Great.
All right.
Thanks.
Last month in December, I remember I woke up. I wasn't actually awake, if you know what I mean.
Oh, shit.
And when I had woken up, I could hear heavy breathing in my ear.
Oh.
I was completely paralyzed and unable to move no matter how much I tried to move or scream. I couldn't.
Oh, shit, man.
I know, I know. Then I closed my eyes and woke up again. But still, I wasn't awake. I was still asleep. I could move my arms very slowly, but I couldn't move the rest of my body. Ugh.
Okay.
No, I'm continuing.
Think I need to go outside and go sledding, snowboarding. I think my mom asked me to go salt the driveway.
So I had reached for my phone, but when I reached for it, it wasn't my phone. It was an old styled phone. Looked like it came from the 80s type of phone.
Oh, got it. A brick.
When I had realized it, my mom let out a terrifying screech. And then I screamed. And when she approached me, I closed my eyes again.
Mm-hmm.
The next time I woke up, I could move and I could see. It was no longer daytime. My mom was not around and the heavy breathing was gone. But my side still had a tingle from where I was grabbed. I turned around and nothing was there, so I quickly moved to turn on my TV.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
After that, I couldn't sleep. Despite being awake the whole night after, I went to sleep, and when I woke up, I was sweating, drenched. And when my mom walked in, I was cautious because I wasn't sure what was reality or dreams.
Yo.
Yeah.
That would have me messed up.
I know, I know. I don't
Shit,
think I'd be the
dude.
Same. Ebony. Wow.
All right. Well, that's...
I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Okay.
Yeah.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's just keep on, I guess.
You're going to die at this. Thank you so much, Ebony, for letting us use your story.
Appreciate it.
On that note,
I just got a phone call. They asked me to go mop the ocean.
Oh, no. You're not allowed to go. We have one more story, and you're going to crack up. I'm telling you.
I can't wait. I think you and I have different variations of what cracking up is.
This was a sent in by a listener named John. And the reason why I am dying is because the subject title of the story is called, well, he titled it, Sorry, Bro.
Yo. I swear, if this is any John I know personally.
I thought the same thing. I don't think so, though.
I'm not happy.
Yeah, because you have a lot of Johns in your friend group, so I find that imagine as
if it's one of you out there, even if it's not, whoever this John guy is.
God.
I don't like you. We're not friends.
All right, we've got add another John to the group, babe. Add another John to the group.
Exile. Yeah. Tribe has spoken. The tribe has spoken.
All right, John, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, let's go.
Hey, guys. My girlfriend just found you guys and introduced me to the show. And I got to say, I really relate with Tom.
All right. You know, back in the friend group.
You are not alone in the spooky spouses club, LOL. My girl is the one that encouraged me to send in my story. I told her it probably sounded dramatic, but it really did mess with me. I was home visiting my parents last fall and sleeping in my old bedroom. My mom never redecorated, so you can picture it. Same wallpaper and dresser. One night, I headed to bed earlier and woke up randomly in the middle of the night. Now, I usually never sleep the same when I'm not sleeping in my own bed. Let's just say I spent a pretty penny on my mattress, so my back has gotten used to certain luxuries.
Yo, I feel that.
Yes, I relate with that for sure. Damn, it's like the older you get, you're like, you know what? I just need a proper bed.
We're all out here. We're like, even you and I were talking recently, like, we have a great mattress, but recently we've been talking about even, like, you know, if whenever we have to upgrade, I'm about to get a sleep number. Because some nights I need more firm, some nights I don't need it.
That is so relatable.
All right, I like this already.
All this to say, I wasn't shocked. I woke up in the middle of the night. Okay, makes sense. So immediately, this wasn't weird until I heard my dad clear his throat outside my door around this time.
Every dad ever.
No, seriously. And he even says, he does this thing before he knocks, like he's announcing himself.
I can hear now. And then. Can I come in?
I'm at the door. You don't fucking say, Dad.
I heard you clear your throat, even in your bathroom, sir. Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah, you crack me up. It's so funny. I love you. Okay. Then he knocked twice. I said, yeah. Nothing happened. I checked my phone, and that's when I realized it was 2 a.m. Both my parents were already asleep downstairs, or at least I would think. In that moment, it was so quiet that I could hear my dad snoring through the vent like I always did growing up.
I was going to say same, bro, same.
Yo, is this you? Is this your doppelganger? Yo, imagine. Wait, no, in the alternate reality.
Remember, I told you, my childhood bedroom, my dad, their bedroom was on the first floor. And there were times that I would be sleeping and I'd just hear so loudly through the roof.
Yes, yes,
like,
so
damn,
true. Yeah, no, I believe
that's getting some good sleep. Yeah.
I stood still thinking, well, this is strange, but nothing more of it. Maybe I was still waking up and mistaken the knock. Until a few minutes later, the knock happened again in the same rhythm and the same way. I didn't answer this time, though. Needless to say, I just went back to sleep. In the morning, I asked my dad if he'd come upstairs at all. He said no and asked why.
I don't like that.
Your dad is sleepwalking?
I'm not going to tell you because you're not going to believe my ass.
Yes, seriously. I told him about the knock. He laughed and said, "That's funny. That's how my dad used to knock."
What?
Stop. I've read this already and the chills on my neck.
Bruh. And the fact that you still react as if you've never read this.
Have you noticed when I watch certain movies, I'm as if I hadn't seen the movie like 50 times.
Yo, we could watch any of the Halloweens, any of the scary movies, every single time. Ali's like, "Well, why would you go in that door?" And I'm like, "You've seen this. You know they
I
do."
I don't know what it is. But I just, to be honest also, like Tom hates these stories in a good way. I love them. Like, it's just the spooky paranormal is so freaky to me. So every time I read something, even if it's the same thing, I'm like, ugh.
And it's, ugh.
But
it's
that's
funny.
Creepy. That's funny. That's how my dad used to knock.
That's wild. And I gotta say, big reason I love these stories as well, as much as I hate them, is because growing up, anytime I could, I would go on YouTube, because back in the day, nobody had cable. If you're a 90s kid, you know what I'm talking about. And I'd go on YouTube and I would find full version episodes of Ghost Adventures. And then I would watch Ghost Adventures.
Oh, you'd watch that?
And
you're crazy.
I would fall asleep and then instantly have nightmares the rest of the night.
The rest of the night.
On top of it, the time that I was watching, for whatever reason, I can't remember why, we had a kid's computer for all, like a kid's desktop for all of us to do our work on.
Right.
Assuming it was more or less so that my dad was like, "If you guys get a virus on the computer, I don't have to worry about it being my work stuff."
Virus.
And so it got moved from the top, our second floor, all the way to the basement. And at the time, that was when I would love watching Ghost Adventures.
Oh my
so
God.
I would literally be sitting in the basement, which already was spooky.
Yes.
I don't
and then
know
as
what
a
other
kid?
Kids did this. Our light switch, we had like a few different ways. I think, if I remember, there was a light switch at the top, but I feel like it was at the bottom too. And no joke, the minute I turned the lights off, I would sprint up those stairs as fast as I could.
I used to do that anytime you leave from like the first floor of your house or something to the second. You're just
every
like, dude,
time.
I can't.
I do it here sometimes.
Do you remember, well, I don't know if this was a thing, but did you ever learn... Or we're told that in order to keep like ghosts away, you have to curse.
Nobody ever told me that.
I remember hearing that growing up.
Who told you this? Who's over here like, "You just got to curse at the ghost"? As if a ghost gives a fuck. They're just going to be like, "I am appalled that you would curse at me.
Fuck me. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Possessed." Like, what?
I don't remember, recall, or anything, but I remember learning that. And I think my brother would do it. Like, he'd be leaving from the first floor, and he'd run upstairs, and he'd be like, "Fuck, fuck, fuck, fuck."
You remember when I used to scare your brother when I first moved in with you? And
yes,
I would go downstairs,
yes,
leave all the lights off outside of their room, their door, and then I would just scratch on the door. Or I would, like, knock on it, and he would look,
him.
And I would, like... I'd suck my body as tight against that door as I could so that he could not see me. And then I'd randomly jump. And he would, I swear, I'm amazed he never shit himself.
Oh, no. We do. Yeah. Needless to say, we love all that stuff. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We love all that stuff. But that's funny. That's how my dad used to knock.
That's kind of wild.
Okay. So he finishes and he says,
"Oh, shit. There's more."
Yeah. It's not too much. It's not too much. Not that we don't want to hear from you, John. Please. You can send in like bibliographs if it's this type of shit, because what the fuck?
This is crazy.
Okay. "I hadn't known that. Could it have been something in the pipes? Was I still dreaming? I have no idea, but for the foreseeable future, I sleep on the couch when I visit now. I don't sleep in that room anymore. That's my story. Thinking back about it gives me chills. Oh, well, LOL. Stay strong, Tom. My girl and I will be tuning in every Monday as usual." Aw, you guys are so sweet.
That's awesome.
You
That's
guys rock.
Awesome.
I love you guys. You guys are the best.
I gotta say, man, was it your grandfather? I mean...
Go facts. Seriously.
I mean,
I can't even... And if it was, I mean...
At least it was him.
At least it was him. It's not bad, right?
Yeah.
At least it was him.
I mean, you guys all heard my story. I had an old lady try to kill me.
Yes, at the Florida house. And but you know what? He said grandpa, and I immediately thought about your grandpa. No, your grandpa, because
grandpa?
We have the chair. Potentially, we have the chair. 50-50 shot here.
So long story short, my grandpa, unfortunately had, he went in full cardiac arrest, but also thankfully because he went without feeling pain or anything.
Right.
But he was reading his book. Survivor had just ended, and we got the phone call, and he passed. He had a red leather chair, kind of like a Lazy Boy, very nice chair, and there were two of them in the family room. It's a 50-50 shot that we yes. have the one that he passed in. But I got to say, that's the comfiest damn chair ever.
Yes,
that
I
thing,
always,
I will always keep it. Anytime yes. it needs reupholstered, I'll reupholster it. Because yes. that is the best damn chair. You take a fat nap in it.
No, you really could. And it's so funny because ever since knowing that story, I'm like, oh, it's like grandpa's giving us a hug.
Mm-hmm. And now Ali has one of his shirts.
Yes, so, I do.
So we kind of laugh because we're like, imagine that it's one of his shirts that he had like a few nights prior and he was in the chair and it's all tied together.
Or he wore earlier in that day yeah. or something. Oh my gosh.
That'd be crazy.
Yo, grandpa's chill though. I love grandpa.
He was.
Yeah.
Just like my father, he was an addict
yeah.
to peanut M&Ms.
Yes. Yes. No, and oh my God, what happened the other day?
That was wild.
So yeah, that was kind of crazy. Tell me how we're in our movie room or whatnot, and I had the shirt that it was grandpa's shirt that Tom was just talking about. And I had it in there. I wasn't wearing it. It's like a button up or whatnot. So but I have it on the chair. The other day, like a few days later, we end up going and like moving a couple things. We're kind of reorganizing, rearranging the room. And I grab grandpa's chair. And
the shirt.
Yeah, no, I grabbed grandpa. Oh, yeah, yeah. I said chair.
I mean, damn.
Damn, I pick up, I put down.
All right, Helga, settle down.
Yeah, my bad. No. So grandpa's shirt, I pick it up and out of the freaking front pocket falls out what looks
a peanut M&M.
Peanut M&M. And we were like, what?
And I told Ale because I remember if we were doing yard work and he'd be raking leaves, there were times he would wear those shirts where it had that kind of front business, that front pocket.
Yeah, the pocket.
I don't
yeah.
think a lot of dress shirts have those anymore, but that used to be a big thing. That was where you put your pens and stuff. He would always, if we were outside doing work, because he had a little chalice bowl that was green inside that was always filled with peanut M&Ms. And anytime we'd go out to do yard work and rake leaves, he'd have it filled, and I remember I would watch him, and he'd reach in his pocket, grab one, pop it in his mouth, and just keep going and doing
like
his work.
It's like a little snack. But yeah, when that happened, we were like, what?
Wild.
That's crazy.
And
but
then I randomly was like, imagine if that was his. And then...
What am I going to say
what,
now?
You
what
were
are
getting
you
going to
say?
You were going to say... What that we realized it was a...
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. And then we realized that it wasn't a peanut M&M, but it was a caramel
M&M. Caramel M&M.
Yeah, so very Which, close distinctions.
Unfortunately, caramel M&Ms are newer, so it definitely wasn't his.
No,
but
and plus,
who
I
knows,
just
maybe
washed,
he just tried it.
Yeah, but I just washed the shirt, too. So I, that's what it was also mind-boggling, because in that moment, I'm like, that can't be, because I literally just washed the shirt. I was just wearing it. I put it down.
There's a lot of fun things I end up finding in the washer sometimes after you put a load in.
Okay, anyways, that's all the stories for today. What you thought, Tom?
You guys got my ass.
Yeah, like, you guys
damn.
Definitely did. That
every
was
single
spooky.
One, and every single one is one of those stories that I feel like you can do your best to try to make up some
yeah.
type of story, reasoning,
Facts.
And everything to make
Facts.
It feel better.
Yeah, very true.
But at the same time, deep down, there's still that... Oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like what the hell is actually happening feeling?
That's what I mean. It's just so like so
it's
spooky
eerie.
And eerie.
As hell.
And, yeah, no, 100%. And it's just and it's funny because when I get scared, it's like kind of like a thrill. Like I'm like, oh my God, that was so exhilarating. Like another mm-hmm. one. Another one. Another story.
I think you have an issue.
No, I just really like I just
you're
love it, yeah. But I'm addicted
you're an
to
addicted.
I'm addicted to
you
being...
You got an addiction.
Yeah, no, there's something.
Hi, I'm Ale, and I'm addicted to horror stories.
I just pictured, like, it was a book club, and they're like, hi, Ale.
Then there's the walrus. Hi, buddy.
Yeah,
hope
hi,
you
buddy,
find your dad.
I would be like, aw. I love this group. This group rocks. But yeah, they really messed you up. I thought so too. Thank you guys. Yeah.
I did my best to basically give reasoning with every story. But let's be honest. I give reasoning as Ale gave away.
Yes.
I always try to give reasoning to make it not as bad.
You're like, nah, but I mean, it's no, but I think it's normal because I do the same thing when we watch like Nuke's Top 5 videos. We both do that. We'll be like, well, it could be this or maybe that.
If you've never watched Nuke's Top 5.
Yes, please. Please.
I'm sorry to all the spouses and partners out there that are get terrified by that stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff is crazy. There was a night before I moved out of my roommate when he and I were living together. He and I watched it one night. And our rooms were on total opposite sides of the apartment. And it was an old ass house. And all of a sudden we heard a noise and both of us texted each other. And we're like, did you hear that? Can you go to sleep right now? And both of us were like, I can't go to sleep. This was stupid. Why did we do this to ourselves?
Oh, isn't that the fun nights though? Yeah, psych.
Thankfully now I have my wife to kind of hold on to and... True. Even though, truthfully, anytime there's a noise in the house, I'm the one that gets up and I'm just like, all right, let me just go see what this is.
No, you're not afraid in that sense whatsoever. No. Yeah. It's just like hearing the stories, you're like, what the hell?
Because
then you start visually seeing it and then you start feeling it. And it's a story. Like, it's just like literally their story.
Maybe this is bad, but I'm like, if somebody knocked on my bedroom door at night.
God, you freaked me out. You're pointing that way. And I was like, why are you pointing that way? There is a door.
If somebody knocked on our bedroom door at night, I think my first reaction wouldn't be, oh, it's going to be a ghost. It would be, who was dumb enough to come into my house
and knock on your door
and try to break in here and cause some havoc? Wrong night. And then if I open that door and there's not somebody on the other side waiting for me to like get in a tussle with, then I'm going to really be freaked out. And that would actually scare me because I'm almost like, you know, I'd almost rather be a person like, than open and nothing's there.
Is anybody here to, is the actual robber like, in the room?
I'd be like, oh, damn. Please tell me somebody's in here. I don't care. At this point, take something. That way I just can go to bed.
Someone
peacefully.
Stand up. Stand up, please. Somebody stand up. Anybody. I'll take anybody. Yeah, no, I totally get it. But these stories are so good. Thank you guys so much for sending these in. I hope that as we keep doing more videos, and I mean, I'm sure we'll be able to. I know we'll get a lot more submissions later in and all that. But honestly, that to say is just to let you guys know that every time you guys do send a story, it makes our day.
Ale gets really excited.
I get so excited.
I just get eerie feeling and nervous. Yeah.
And I don't tell him anything. I'm just like, oh, we got a submission. And he'd be like, oh, that's awesome. And I'm literally like, obviously I'm reading and I'm like, hee hee hee. But I like to get a couple of them together so that we can do a whole
a
episode.
Good one,
so good. Yeah. But honestly, if go for it. Do your line. I almost did your line.
I was going to say, if you guys have a story and you're going to hear this again in a few seconds, or maybe not, maybe we'll just switch it up on the order that we go.
We'll just end it.
But seriously, if you guys have a story that is strange, sinister, or downright spooky, it doesn't matter how small or big you may think it is.
Literally.
We really want you to send it in, especially for things like this. And if you want it to be anonymous, just let us know.
Yeah.
We can completely leave the anonymity in the episode so that nobody knows who submitted the story. And tell us your tales.
Yes.
Email us those at macabremondayspodcast@gmail.com or head over to macabremondays.com and submit your stories. Just like today and even last week, if you listened to last week's episode, your story might just be featured in an upcoming listener's episode.
Yay! Follow us on social media by searching Macabre Mondays for photos of today's episode, updates, and a little extra spooky fun. We'll see you next Monday for another sinister, strange, and spooky episode. Stay tuned. More mystery is just around the corner. But until then, stay curious and stay safe, friends. Bye!
Bye.
Thank you, guys! You guys rock. I love it.
See you guys.